How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad that you've tuned into our broadcast again this week, and we left off in our study in John chapter 10, verse number 12, where the Lord Jesus Christ is making the contrast between the Good Shepherd, who he is. He started off in saying that the Good Shepherd in this chapter, John chapter 10, the Good Shepherd is the one that the porter opens to. He comes in and out of the door. He calls the sheep know his voice, they follow him. A stranger's voice they won't hear, and then he says plainly that he is the door. So first he represents himself as the shepherd, then he clarifies that he's the door, the correct way in and out. Anybody that comes another way is a thief and a robber, okay? And then he comes back and he says that he's in the Good Shepherd in verse 11. And that a good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That's what he's interested in. That he has nothing else that he's interested in other than giving his life for the sheep. But the hireling, all the hireling is interested in is his hire, his pay, what he can gain from the sheep. The shepherd will pay him from what he gains from the sheep, but the shepherd loves the sheep. The hireling is just getting paid for a job while the shepherd has to be away. And in verse 12 it says, he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, danger. You know what pastors are to be in the Lord's churches? Pastors are to be on the lookout for the wolf. That's the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may the Lord help us. The Lord's pastors and his true churches, may the Lord help us that we be on the lookout for the wolf. Our Lord and Savior was on the lookout for the wolf. The hireling sees the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. He runs, and the wolf catcheth them without a shepherd there and scattereth the sheep. And so the wolf is there to abuse. You know ultimately who the wolf is? Well, the wolf is Satan. The wolf is those ministers of Satan. And it tells us, I believe, in the book of 1 and 2 Corinthians that they can really, really, really look good. But that's what the Lord sought to do, and he sought to protect the sheep from the wolves. These religious leaders, they are representative of the wolf too. That a wolf wouldn't come in by the door, he'd come in by another way, wouldn't he? And so that's what the difference between the shepherd and the hireling is. Verse 13, the hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep as the shepherd does. Verse 14, I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. A brother said years ago, it's great to know God, but does God know you? It's great to know and claim the Lord Jesus Christ, but does the Lord Jesus Christ know you? He says here, I'm the good shepherd and I know my sheep and am known of mine. They know me and I know them. See, that's what it is in salvation. The visitation of the Lord, the visitation of the Holy Spirit of God, the preaching of the Word of God to sinners, and that sinners hear the Word of God, and by the moving of the Spirit of God, they're shown, they're convicted, they're brought to realize their condition before the Lord and that they need help. The Word of God tells us about Jesus, who is the Son of God that became a man and lived a perfect life as a man, yet being God. And then after that, willingly gave his life on the cross of Calvary for the sins of his people. And the sinner is brought to see that and to understand that and to know that they have a debt of sin that they cannot pay for, and that they see Jesus precious to the salvation of their souls. And they come to see and to believe by the working in the Spirit of God that they are guilty before God and they need help, and that Jesus is the only help that there is. And they believe. They believe, they repent before God, and they believe that Jesus Christ is their good shepherd. They know him, and they know that he knows them because he gave his life for them. How about you? Do you know the Lord? Does he know you? I'm not talking about some prayer that you prayed or some commitment that you made. I'm talking about you and the Lord. You and the Lord convicting you of your sin and bringing you to the end of you and saving your soul. Does the Lord know you? I tell you what, there's going to be those, as it tells us on the Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew, there's going to be those that are going to come and say, Lord, Lord, have we not done many marvelous works? And the Lord's going to say to them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. They're going to have many good things that they claim. But their claim is not in the Lord Jesus Christ. Their claim is in what they've done. And one thing that we see in this passage, which is so very much the case, with those that are saved and that are the sheep of the Lord's, what has he said many times and referenced and alluded to and said in this passage, that the sheep know his voice and he knows the sheep. There's fellowship. Do you claim to be saved, but yet you have no fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior? You have no fellowship with God the Father? You have no time of the Lord speaking to you out of his word? You have no time where you pray to the Lord and you speak to him about your need, your thanksgiving, your grief, your necessity in life, your hardship, your blessing? Do you know the Lord? Does he know you? Do you hear his voice? Do you fellowship with him? He says, I am the good shepherd in verse 14, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. You know what the Lord did for this sinner? Some 2,000 years ago, he laid down his life for Jim Duke. Not because I deserved it. Not because I asked for it. And not because I even knew that I needed it. But he laid down his life for me on that cross some 2,000 years ago because he loved me. Because he loved me. And then in the course of time, he came to show me that. And he showed me my wickedness and my sin. He showed me about my self-righteousness that I was trusting in. And he showed me that there was nothing that I could do to ever deserve or gain salvation. But that salvation of my soul and forgiveness of my sins and the granting to me of everlasting life was only going to be through the door, through the Good Shepherd, through the Lord Jesus Christ, the man of salvation. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, verse 15. Verse 16, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. So there's another fold. There are other folds. I think that this is what this is talking about or alluding to, is the Lord Jesus Christ saying that it would be that Gentiles will be saved. That's what I am. I'm a Gentile. I'm not of Jewish descent that I know of, maybe a very little bit, but namely a Gentile, as far as I know. Most of you under the hearing of my voice would be the same. Not of the fold of the Jews, but rather of the fold of the Gentiles. And he has other sheep. He knows them, doesn't he? And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. Has the Lord brought you? Has the Lord saved you? Has the Lord visited you? Oh, hear his voice. Hear his voice. He must bring him, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. one fold, one gathering of the people of God unto the Lord, one shepherd. Oh, what a day that will be when the Lord's people are gathered unto him forever and ever, and there'll be one fold and one shepherd indeed. Verse 17, therefore, because of that, because he lays down his life for the sheep, because he's the good shepherd, he lays down his life for the sheep because of those that he must bring. He says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. The very thing that sets the Lord Jesus Christ apart from any other supposed Savior that has ever been or ever will be. The Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life, and because he is God, he was able to take it back again. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Oh, what a Savior. What a Savior that entered into death willingly. You and I, we have no choice but to face death. We are born because of sin. We are born heading towards death. We fear death naturally. We are terrified of death. We don't want to think about death. Our whole funeral and mortuary situation, and I'm glad that those folks can do what they do, but we've made death as neat as we can make it. And we fear death. But Jesus Christ, and we are subject to death, and death, as the scripture says in the book of Romans, indeed has reigned over us. Who do you know that has ever not died? Yes, you've got your friends and your family that remain presently, but what is going to keep them from dying? What's going to keep you from dying? We're going to die, aren't we? Indeed, we are. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he's not subject to death, but yet entered into death. He willingly gave his life on the cross of Calvary, and he was put to death by wicked sinners. And he yielded up the ghost when it was the right time, was buried, and for 3 days and three nights was in the heart of the earth, and then destroyed death. Abolish death, as the scripture says, by taking his life back again. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Praise the Lord for the resurrection. Praise the Lord for our living Savior. Well, see that our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you within his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.